we're here on This Week on Channel 9, and we have a special guest host, Jacqueline Russell. So introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. I am a poor substitute for Brian this week, but I will do my best. So Dan and I were actually on the non-pro developer team together back in the day before he left us.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Before I got kicked out because of, you know, drug use. But
So that's how he sort of roped me into doing this show with him this week.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Old connections.
Now, you guys are doing something awesome, and this is something that,
yep.
You know, even before I left, just seeing the very first version of this, just, like, my jaw dropped looking at when Adam first showed me the demo of this.
Yeah.
So I'll let you introduce what you guys are announcing stuff. So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's a new module onto Popfly, if any of you guys are familiar with Popfly. It's really a mashup and web page creation tool. And we've added a new blade to this, which is the game creator, the Popfly game creator. Again, just making it super easy to create very simple games without a line of code. Going back to the sort of the mission of our group, which is to create the next generation of software developers and sort of revitalize interest in software engineering, this is a great tool for kids or for really anyone who is new to the world of programming to create stuff very quickly and easily and make it fun and enjoyable. So
yeah, so now the games are built in Silverlight.
That's right.
And there's no special download. You're just literally on the Popfly page.
Web page, yeah. It's a drag and drop environment, setting properties. So so really you don't need to write a line of code.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably one of the most impressive. And talk about some of the types of games. So you're not going to build, like, Doom, right? Or at least...
No.
Or at least not in the alpha. And to be clear, it is
although
an alpha
I've
right now.
Although I've seen some pretty complex games coming out of this so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's just the typical sort of side-scroller games. There's the racing games, mazes, shooting games,
2D,
all of that stuff.
Puzzles.
Yeah. Puzzles. There's, like, even conversation-type games you can create, so...
Yeah, like, so word games, Scrabble...
Right.
All that good stuff. Okay. So, earlier, I guess it was last week or so, I caught up with Adam and Suzanne. So we have a clip of Adam, and here he's showing how to build a 2D side-scroller, kind of like Mario Brothers, but instead of Mario, it's a ninja.
Right.
And there is...
And instead of monkeys or gorillas, there's... Chickens.
Yes, robot chicken, rocket chickens.
Rocket chickens.
Rocket chickens. So this is Adam showing a quick clip of playing and building the behavior so that the ninja, when he jumps on top of a rocket chicken, kills the rocket chicken. So let's go to the clip.
Say, actually, on this rocket chicken, let's say disappear on a collision event. So similar to this kind of thing we've done before. If I collide with Ninja Boy, make myself disappear. But if you notice down here, it's kind of small, but you can decide exactly what directions you care about this collision event being raised. By default, it'll happen no matter what direction the collision happens, but I want this to only be triggered when Ninja Boy jumps on the top of Rocket Chicken, which I can visually see here, Ninja Boy's on top. So I'll deselect these other directions, and that's the collision that I care about. While I'm at it, I'll add another special effect, like this fireworks sort of explosion. Let's see, what else can we do while we're editing this game? The whole flagpole flag thing, this is another thing where I can say add a motion to the flag that moves upward. Let's just try a distance of 100. Let's see what that looks like in the preview. And that's a bit too much, so let's say maybe 90, make it go a little faster. Oops, still not. All right, let's try 70. All right, so that
Perfect.
Looks good as far as the flag raising. Now all we need to do is trigger that when the flag collides with Ninja Boy. And we can add a neat little sound and all that stuff.
Sure.
Let's see. Oh, I haven't added any background music yet. There's, just like with the sound effects, a nice library of background music. I think... Yes, there happens to be a song called Adventure, which just sounds really appropriate for this type of game. I think that pretty much does it. So let's play this thing. There's our music. I'll try to kill this rocket chicken. Bam! There's another one. Bam! Collide with the flag. It raises. Actually, we can see these blocks are being pushed by this huge chicken, which I can't really get to the top of, so... You know, he just kind of has to follow me around like a balloon.
So that's some pretty cool stuff from Adam, actually. I mean, he did 3 games there, and he built it all, like, in an hour. So it's pretty insane.
Yeah, he's amazing. And we've gotten the first round of feedback from our very influential focus group and usability labs. These are the so important 9 to 15-year-old age categories. So Soma's daughter and my boss, Dave Menland's kids, just love this stuff. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, so, and to be clear, Soma is the vice president of the developer division. So when people actually get their hands on this, this is so much fun and so easy. So democratizing game development, shall we say. So you've built a game for us as well.
So, yes.
I am excited to see this game. So what we're going to do is switch over, and Jacqueline is going to give us her demo of a Channel 9 game. All right, so what are we looking at?
So this is the PopFly Alpha version of the game. I'm actually running on an internal server, but on Friday we're going to be pushing this public.
Sure.
So I'm going to actually go to my stuff, my projects, and we'll play this Channel 9 game I created. So it's a very simple shooter game.
Oh my God, I see.
So we got Brian and Dan, and every 3 seconds they're firing these little Channel 9 guys. So... and you just have to kind of get out of the way.
Yes.
So Dan just won.
Awesome. Thank you. That's what Keller gets for not being here. So.
That's right. So let me actually show you guys a little bit. So we talked a little bit, or Adam talked about how easy it was to create a game.
Mm-hmm.
And this all sort of show how I actually created custom actors and custom tiles that I can use as like the background, for instance.
Yeah.
So if I just click on one actor, you can you can see the XAML version of this, which is basically what I did. So if I go to create a new game, say, and I'll start from scratch, and I can pick any one of these little guys in here and take that and start with that as a template. So this little pink girl, who I think is super cute. So I'll go to the XAML and then basically just copy all of the XAML into something like Blend. So new project. And then just simply paste that in.
Now you're using the Silverlight 2 template, but I'm assuming you can't use anything Silverlight 2.
Right, just, not yet.
Yeah.
So we can see I have my little pink girl here, and then I can just edit this in XAML. If I was a designer, I could do all sorts of magic, but but I'm not. So
we can throw in Keller's head with the pink haircut.
So I'll show you what I did for you guys. No, I won't say that. So here's little Dan.
Oh,
I think this picture is a little bit out of date, but
because there aren't gray hairs.
Yeah, but you can see I used the body.
That's a wonderful
of
body
of a character.
That you, that's great.
And then I just inserted this head image, and if you look at the XAML, it's actually down here. So basically, just pasted in the image front that I found on the web, and then back here in PopFly. When you're in your game, you can actually just upload files, and this is what I did, and reference these image files in my XAML.
So you paste it back, into then you go into the actors thing, paste it
back,
and then just update that link to point
exactly.
to that image.
So when you create a new actor, you can just, let's see, actor 6, it's basically just blank XAML.
So
just paste in your XAML right here.
And then update that link to the image, and
that's
you're
right.
done.
And you're done.
Awesome.
So, it makes it really easy. So that's sort of how I created this. And again, people can sort of create their own, you know, custom games, put in their friends or their enemies.
And and because it's in PopFly, they can share it everywhere. So they can put
that's
it on their blog, on Facebook.
That's right.
Windows Live Spaces.
Yep.
So cool stuff.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I love that game. I am going to play that all the time.
We had to make it so you would win since Brian's not here.
Hey, if
sorry,
he's gonna,
Brian.
If he's going to leave bloody shoes all over the place, it's not his fault. So, but that's awesome. You know, people can superimpose any images they want. And really, there's a bunch of artwork in the game, but you can import any artwork as well. So
that's right. So for the advanced users or sort of the big kids out there, you can also customize your own games.
Yeah, there's so much, like, I keep thinking about wanting to play, like, either old school games. Like, there's so many ideas, like, on the top of my mind, or that would be really funny, even with, like, internet celebrities. Yeah. Maybe at a Nine Guy, at Scoble.
And, like, Paris Hilton, and, like, or Britney Battle.
Battle of the Brands. You do, like Street Fighter, you know, like, finish her,
or something like that.
So I'm pretty excited to play with PopFly Game Creator. And one of the things, we're actually showing off PopFly Game Creator and a bunch of stuff at Maker Faire.
That's right. We'll be all heading down there in a big caravan tomorrow with all of our projects in tow. So that should be a lot of fun. It's this weekend, so May 3rd and 4th, down in San Mateo, so in the Bay Area. We have the whole fairgrounds, and there's going to be like over 40,000 people throughout the weekend, so it's a huge, huge amount of folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous when you think about the scale of this event.
Yeah, but, you know, it really strikes a chord with people. It's sort of like this giant tech science fair kind of thing where,
absolutely.
You know, there's people from all demographics, families, you know, kids and, you know, women and older people as well, just coming to see what people have created and invented. And there's a lot of interaction, too. So, like, all of the stuff that we're going to be showing or doing from a lot of the Coding for Fun authors is all very interactive, so people can play around with it and see how it was done, all that sort of stuff.
So what projects are we bringing down for Microsoft?
So I think in the next slide of this deck, we'll see Clint's project.
Poor Clint.
Yeah, he's had some issues in building this project. But he's actually, he built a skateboard Segway.
Yes, yes.
Which is like a self-balancing skateboard. So we'll see.
Written in C-sharp. The C-sharp skateboard. Come on, man.
Yeah, so.
It doesn't get cooler than that.
We brought down some waivers for people to sign before they actually write it. So.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yes, nothing like being afraid of lawsuits.
Yeah, so.
Who would sue Microsoft, though? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Never. So we got some a bunch of other cool stuff, too.
Yeah, so we actually got this really cool game. It's a game development student, Lewis from Full Sail, I think his school is, who created a game called Unsigned, which is kind of like a DIY Rock Band type game.
Yeah, yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun.
One of my favorites is the Crayon Physics Deluxe guy, which we've shown that video before, and people are like, oh my god, that is so beautiful.
Yeah, we have a couple Silverlight projects, so that one, and then...
That one's actually C++.
Oh, okay. And then there's the Synergy is bringing their project Maestro.
Oh, the Maestro, yeah.
Yeah. So that should be cool. And then we'll also be showing like some other stuff, like the foosball table from Coding for Fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're bringing that. And we'll also have like computer labs or workshops for people to come and learn how to program and play around with PopFly, all of that stuff.
Yeah, so people that want to get hands-on PopFly Game Creator will have
a little lab
there, and they can go through and actually build their own game.
That's right.
So cool stuff. I'm looking forward to Maker Faire. So, other stuff happened this week as well.
Okay.
Not just PopFly, although we love PopFly. Office Labs launched, and they launched two things. One is Community Clips. And I'm a big Camtasia user, but this is sort of like Camtasia Lite, if you will.
Yeah, and I actually saw this at the Productivity Science Fair last year. So they've had this out for a while, at least for the Microsoft
folks. Been internal for a long time.
Yeah, and I remember when I saw it, it was just like immediately I started using it because it gives you like a little shortcut right up here in like any of your Office applications where it makes it super easy to just sort of record what you're doing and then automatically publish it up to the community. So it's
great. Yeah. The community angle is really nice too, where you can actually publish. Like, one of the things that I had used this for was actually recording when we had bugs. So, like, if there was some random beta 2 bug, people wouldn't believe me, or they'd say they can't repro. You show them exactly what you do, and then they pay attention to the video. And it's a little easier to show the exact interaction versus a screenshot.
Yeah, I had actually used this for my mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got her the Office 2007, and she was, like, having a really hard time finding everything. So I actually recorded a couple of clips of where she could find stuff. And actually, the next one, the search commands, that was before I had seen this, which makes it super easy.
Yeah, so search commands, what it allows you to do is, I love the ribbon, but I really like having the top level navigation. Like, I'm not a fan that Internet Explorer and Windows Media Player all lost that navigation, because, like, before, if you wanted to go to tools options, everything was just there, so.
Well, you just knew where it was, is the thing.
Yeah, it was burned in, so.
It's still there.
It's still there.
But
now search commands helps you find it. So you know you need to do some random mail merge for European A4 paper.
Right.
No clue where to find it.
By that feature, yeah.
Search
definitely
commands.
Helps. And especially my mom, this will cut down on my tech support calls a little bit.
I get way too many of those myself, so. So other news, we actually had Steve Gordon and Chris Parker. I interviewed them for Building Windows Live Messenger. They launched Windows Live Messenger for Facebook, and they've been running probably silently, I'd say, as silent as you can run on Facebook for a while. But this week they officially came out. So it's a Windows Live Messenger client in Facebook. So one of the cool things is I have a bunch of Facebook friends. I have a bunch of Windows Live Messenger friends. They aren't necessarily the same list.
Right.
And I actually don't know people. I know more people on Facebook than I do on Messenger.
Right.
And now I can find all my Facebook friends that are running this app. I can now associate their Windows Live Messenger. So it's a great way to integrate these social graphs.
Right, which is a big problem when you belong to like 12 or more different social communities.
Yes.
I'm actually trying to quit Facebook. It's been tough.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to quit?
Because it was just getting out of hand. My husband is still totally addicted to Facebook.
Facebook's great.
So, yeah, it is great, but in moderation.
So he's like one of those Facebook
addicts. Anonymous.
There's a great shot. I forget what his name was. Dave, who's one of the guys who runs the Facebook conferences of like, I'm a Facebook addict, and it's like a junkie.
It's like rocking back and forth.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, it's too much of a good thing.
Yeah. So, all right, so we'll go to the clip so you can see. One of the cool things is they're talking about how to actually, they built the architecture for a .NET Facebook app. So here's how they whiteboarded out the Messenger app.
So it's an ASP.NET application that's returning FBML. We're using the Facebook.NET framework to do the Facebook-related parts of the application. And so basically, there's a request made on behalf of a user to the application. And so this would be, you know, just a regular kind of HTML or HTTP post request. Our response then would be in FBML, and then, you know, this is going to be a GET, and then the response would be in HTML. When a user is adding the application, and then also like when we need to take actions like based on settings, for example, this is using FQL for querying, which is like the Facebook query language, and then there's a data store API which we're using for actually storing the data. So, for example, like when you saw Steve go to the settings page to populate, like if you what your settings are, we need to then make an FQL query to the data store, get the results of that, then use that to populate the page, which then returned to Facebook, ultimately returned to the user.
Okay, so cool stuff. Always interesting to see your real world Facebook applications, and I think, I mean, obviously Facebook has a Messenger. Or they launched an IM, but I think this is like the official first big IM client on Facebook.
Yeah.
Meaning like AOL doesn't have one, Google doesn't have one. So it's kind of interesting to see even Trillion, some of the others don't have a Facebook application. So
yeah, and it's Messenger nice again to see all of these sort of being integrated in one central place. So.
I know. The dream comes true.
That's right.
So a couple guys from the BCL team, and I found this via Brad Abrams, but they now have a project called Transitionals. And this is a really cool CodePlex project because I want to be able to make my WPF apps pretty, but I suck and it's way too hard. They built a bunch of these transitions where it'll automatically do almost like PowerPoint transitions. So you can see this is a rotate where it went from B to A and actually does like a nice rotation. They have star, vertical blinds.
I actually downloaded and played with this morning and it's pretty cool. There's one called like the exploding transition, which is awesome. It's like little fragments explode. So yeah, I'm not a designer at all. So this kind of stuff definitely is a great shortcuts.
Yeah, absolutely. The next thing I told them, I was like, you guys need to give us like pre-built designs that we can just reuse for skins. But it's great to see, and it's a free download.
On CodePlex.
Yeah, so definitely check out Transitionals. Now, another thing, this is, Clint had posted this before, but, you know, going back to PopFly, one of the things PopFly does, you also build mashups. And, you know, right now you have to build a block, and you're looking for an XML API, but there is no XML API. If you want to be able to read in HTML, like, you have to do the screen scraping, and it's a real pain.
Yeah.
So what this approach is actually using, Beth Massey wrote a Visual Basic sample that converts HTML to XHTML using something that InfoPath put out that is like a free utility.
Yeah, I don't think she actually converted it to XHTML, but there is a utility.
Oh, one of the comments was that to use that specifically, so that way it's well-formed.
Right, exactly. And she just went through and parsed out all of the... ampersands and all of that stuff. So,
and this is literally, I loop through a table and I look for a specific value. So I look for all rows that equal that value. So, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, and if any of you guys have done screen scraping before, you know, like, what a pain it is.
Yeah, one of my first demos that's still probably out there is like a Google image search. It's actually one of my first Channel 9 videos. And Google kept changing their image search results. So people would email me saying, you know, your app doesn't work anymore.
And it's just... I kind of liken it to, like, so last weekend I spent all of Sunday weeding our garden. It's just totally overgrown. And when I got home from work yesterday, I found, like, the weeds growing up again. So this analogy between, like, screen scraping and weeding is kind of, like, the same thing where, like, it keeps on. You still have to...
Constant problems,
so...
I love how you relate everything else to, like, my home!
Oh, I know! Dan knows the struggles that we've gone through.
The floodings. It's biblical.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
So, cool stuff, Beth. Great. Great example.
Really cool.
Another cool thing is... So, this is a classic example of where Microsoft does, like, one thing and not the other thing. So, Link came out, and Link was great for data programming. So we're like, we had to message this to people and like Express customers, you should use Compact Edition because it's
which
a great database.
Which was the default, and actually the default database that we were shipping, right?
Yes.
So,
except you can't use Link.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So all these people wanted to use Link and use the easier database to set up because the Compact Edition, it's just a file. I copy-paste it over.
Very easy, small, nice.
Yeah, I don't need to install a service, everything. But you didn't get data support. So you had to choose between really nice programming with Link or a really easy, compact setup and deployment. So this project, SQL Metal OS UI. Open Source User Interface. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great name. And I found this via Greg Duncan. Lets you actually build Link over SQL Compact Edition.
Yeah, which is huge, huge, especially for Express customers, though.
Yeah, so if you're building an application, you're looking to use Compact Edition, fear not, you can now use Link. So some cool stuff coming from the community. Okay, so we're wrapping down. My pick of the week. So I'm sure you've all have seen the Ford Sync commercials.
Where it said anesthesia on. Does that hurt?
Door open. Just like covered in burnt coffee.
That's hilarious. Great commercials.
Yeah, so by the way, great commercials. Seriously. I'm so happy we do commercials like that.
Yeah.
So this is something called Speech Macros. Allows you to do the same thing for anything. So this is, it's a really simple XML syntax. Mm-hmm. Like listen for, you say play, ? And it's, you basically fill in the artist. So I can say play the Strokes, just like in the commercial.
Right.
And it'll play the Strokes. And you can do this for anything. So you can say, you know, what's a good example where I would want to do a speech macro?
Delete star. I mean, Matthew star. That might be bad.
Parents entering room. Getting arrested.
Yeah.
You know, just in case you had to delete some things.
There's some things that we probably can't say on the show, but
yeah. So, and I love how our mind goes right to those crazy macros.
Okay.
But everything, it's totally extensible, and like frankly, I could see a bunch of people just building really interesting speech macros to do this stuff. So, play YouTube video, and then you say chocolate rain, and it would open that video automatically because it would just pass in a search term. So
you could also freak out your office mates pretty well with something like this, too.
Why? What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about my next office prank.
Have you done any
Not
office pranks?
Not since you left, Dan. It's really gone downhill, but soon. Yeah, I think we're due for a new office prank.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you want to tell them how... See, I didn't start the fight.
I just ended it.
So I went on, it was a multi-city trip somewhere.
Okay.
And I come back.
Yeah, you were gone for like a good 2 weeks or something. Or
yeah,
a week and a half or something.
Constant conferences.
Yeah, so.
I wake up at 5 a.m. to go to my office and I can't get into my office.
First of all, the nameplate on the office has been changed. It's no longer Dan's office. It's DevDiv Storage Room.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
And I can't get in. It's locked. It's 5 a.m. The receptionist isn't going to be there until like 9. I have 4 hours to kill to get into my friggin' office.
So
I go look, and what do you know? Lo and behold, a guy named Doug Handler from our team had a key to my office because they had changed the locks on his desk. So payback is a bitch. So
he walked in and he found boxes and like painting
From somebody from painting their house. It all goes back to the house.
So it was just it was a mess. But he got retribution.
Yeah.
Swift retribution. I think that next
weekend. Oh, and there was Visual Studio Express boxes all over the place because we had thousands of boxes. So, because I knew Doug was involved, clearly, he had the key to my office. Yeah. I moved every single thing in his office out. So when he
scattered all across the building.
And multiple floors. I told him, it's all in this building, but it's not necessarily all on this floor. So his monitors, tables, everything. All he had was the same stack of discs in the corner.
That was cruel.
But I didn't know you were involved until later. I found out that you were, you know.
Yeah, one of the masterminds.
You were number two on the list,
That's right. And I think that weekend, you and Angie came in and sort of redecorated my office a little bit with aluminum foil.
Yes.
Over everything. Everything. Yes. Keyboard, mice, computer,
telephone. We can show a picture, too.
Yeah, we'll have to show a picture.
Yeah. But I think you actually kept that for a while, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I just thought it was really cool.
Okay, so back to your speech macro prank.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't want to give it away yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it has to be. Maybe on the next episode we can sort of do the unrevealing of the actual prank.
Okay, so you get a pick of the week, too.
That's right.
So.
So we had a lot of fun this past Monday.
Yes.
Doing these videos with the On10 folks. Tina has just been awesome. So kudos to her for coming up with a lot of these ideas. I think we can show a clip.
Yeah, so what clip do you want to see?
I kind of like the Punch-Out auditions.
Okay, so we'll show the Punch-Out auditions.
Yeah.
You may see somebody that you recognize.
Star.
Body blow! Body blow!
Next!
Line?
Body blow.
Body blow! Body blow! Body blow!
That could be really good because I used to get my lunch money taken away, but...
Hey! Give me your lunch money.
Okay.
Where am I?
Max?
Say hello to my little friend! Body blow!
Line?
Body blow.
I pulled a 40 in your face, Obama.
Where are you supposed to be?
Who do you want me to be?
Hey, you want the butt to me gone? You want the butt to me gone? I give you a butt to me body blow!
You could change! I could change!
I was just looking for the deli.
Body blow! I'm nauseous!
Don't call it a comeback! Because I've been here for years!
I don't know why you have to be the giant! Bloop, bloop, beep, beep, beep!
Oh, I've almost got it! Oh, right, there we go! And I've got my hand up its ass! Crikey, body blow!
Body blow!
Cool, so clearly... I think they turned out, they actually cut like half the things because I just started cursing.
Yeah, we'll have to show the outtakes because some of them were very choice.
Oh, yeah.
The last skit, I think, was my favorite that we actually, unfortunately, didn't get to include in the videos, but was hilarious. And I don't want to give it away.
I haven't actually seen that one yet.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so thanks, everyone, for watching. And definitely check out Popfly Game Creator. You can play with Jacqueline's game. It'll probably be live by the time you see this stuff. Or I'll have a version of it live on my account. And tell us what you think about Popfly Creator. Thanks.